We've got a weird case stemming today in the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land. And it's all controversial because of a cross, an 8-foot cross that stands in the middle of the Mojave Desert, which is a memorial. It is a huge cross that stands as a memorial for those that lost their lives during World War I. It is an 8-foot high cross, and it is known as the Mojave Cross Memorial. A state park employee who lives 900 miles away in Oregon had stated that if he were to ever cross the Mojave Desert, that the symbol would offend him. And therefore, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, decided to take the case to the highest court of the land in order to take down the cross. Now, it has been taken off and put back several times. And the ironic thing about this is that the veterans of foreign wars own this cross. And yet the government has intervened to take it down. And right now, as it stands, it's got plywood on both sides to cover it so that no one would be, quote, offended by it. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that no one seems very quick to point out that this is yet another advance, another opportunity that the ACLU, a very, might I say, atheistic and anti-biblical and anti-Christian organization, hell-bent on eliminating, eradicating, stripping our nation from its biblical past, from its biblical principled past. And this is very evident because it seems like more and more cases that they are taking up under their wing has to do with the eradication of any mention or anything that identifies itself with Christianity. For example, the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance, they have argued that the words "under God" are offensive to many and therefore should be erased from the Pledge of Allegiance. And this has happened, and they have taken up the case in many states, not only at the federal level, but in the state level also. But yet, it doesn't surprise me that those that are not in favor, as a matter of fact, they completely disagree and attack Christianity, once and again have hired the ACLU to do such a thing because they are the most preeminent organization at the moment to attack anything that ties itself to the Bible. My question is, what's next? Are they going to remove all of the gravestones, which are in the form of crosses, from Arlington Park Cemetery, which we have honored all of those that have died in World War II and other wars, the Iraq War, the Gulf War, and all of the other wars that we have undertaken? This is pretty interesting, but I wouldn't put it past the ACLU to try and attempt it.